This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so we're going to do a little bit more on the WTO here because global trade. Am I right? Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin tried to push back this morning on that Axios report, calling it an exaggeration. The thing is, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports, the president is simply not right in his understanding of America's relationship with the main regulator, as I said, of global trade.
The rules governing global trade were set up by the U.S. and others in the wake of World War II. The WTO was formed in 1995 as a way to enforce those rules and settle disputes. Scott Miller is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The United States led that process all along, and frankly, we benefited magnificently from it.
There are now 164 WTO members. Together, they make up 95% of world trade. Member nations must treat each other equally. Miller says if the U.S. were to withdraw,
our trading partners could treat us any way they feel like.
The WTO allows trade disputes to be settled based on rules rather than power, says Edward Alden at the Council on Foreign Relations.
So if you look at the world like Trump does, that the most powerful country, the United States, should always get its way, then the WTO is kind of annoying because it empowers some of these smaller countries.
The White House's own data show the U.S. has won more than 85% of the cases it's brought to the WTO, compared to China's 67%. Julius Sen is at the London School of Economics.
It's rubbish to say the system was set up to screw the United States. No, the system was created by the United States to disseminate an idea of global free trade.
Sen says if the U.S. left the WTO, it would have to renegotiate 60% of its trade agreements, one by one. Still, he says, the trading system is in more danger if the U.S. remains but ignores the rules.
If a national government stays in the system but plays fast and loose with enforcement, then the system will break down.
Trump can't make this move alone. A U.S. withdrawal from the WTO would require an act of Congress. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.